Mayhem in Antarctica by Nathan. Boom! A cargo plane with a circus bear in it crashed in the middle of nowhere in Antarctica. The bear was headed across the globe to perform in a circus, but before the 5-year-old bear could arrive safely, the pilot had a heart attack and passed out. This talented, adventurous bear was still alive with no injuries because the crisp, white, shiny snow padded his fall. The only problem was that the brown bear had no clue where he was or what to do. He was also starving because his owner hadn't fed him for the past week. The bear was also a grizzly, so he did not blend in too well. It was negative 30 degrees Celsius, and the bear could only see a flat white layer of snow and a dull sky. The bear was scared, and he thought he was in a dream or something. The bear's stomach roared, so he searched for food. He was panicking and thought he would die before he would get some food. The wind blew against the bear's nose, and he smelled something. It was coming from the ruined plane. He approached it and searched, and there it was. He had found 2 buckets of fish. Grrr! Out of nowhere came a fierce poodle that seemed to have rabies. The poodle just came over and snatched both buckets of fish. The ragged poodle took off with the food, and the bear was furious. As the bear chased after the poodle, the only thing that he could think of was that he was going to be forced to survive in Antarctica, and it was going to be tough. Chomp! The bear tried to take a bite at the poodle, but failed. However, this caused the poodle to yelp and drop a bucket of fish. The bear was so tired, so he grabbed the bucket of fish and let the rabid poodle go. He settled on only having 1 bucket of fish, but it would be a struggle to survive long enough. He gobbled down half the fish and began to travel east with the other fish in his mouth. As night approached, the bear dug a hole to block the wind and got some sleep. In the morning, the bear had no fish. He roared super loudly to express his anger. He could do nothing about it, though, so he stood up. As he began to travel further, he saw dog tracks in the snow. It was a dumb poodle, he thought. After 2 hours of traveling, the bear was thirsty, so he ate some snow. He was also trying to find some food because in the past week he had only eaten half of his normal meal. Later that day, he fell asleep and didn't wake up for 2 days because he was so tired. When the bear woke up to the light of the sun, he was starving. He needed to find food or he would die. As he began to keep traveling, he noticed a large figure in the distance. As he began to head toward it, he saw something very similar to himself, except with white fur. It was a polar bear eating fish. The brown bear was starving, so he immediately went over there. When he got close, the polar bear ran away and all of a sudden disappeared. The brown bear ate the fish and went to see what had happened. He saw the bear lying there 100 feet below him. It had fallen down a cliff and now had 4 broken legs. The circus bear was trained to dig fast, though. He immediately began to dig down, his claws frantically scratching the snow. When he was 15 feet away, he heard a loud noise. He reached the bottom, and there was a helicopter in the sky. The helicopter spotted the brown speck. It flew closer and noticed it was a brown bear. The pilot immediately took a picture and sent it to a professional vet team. The vet team came and also noticed the hurt polar bear. The team tranquilized them and treated their injuries. Then they were both put in a zoo together where everyone could hear their story.